You should also meet this guy, Alien with a Grin. He's the guy who stands to make a lot of money in the human meat market. His bright idea was this. Instead of bringing the product to his consumers, why not bring consumers to the product? In other words, his customers just don't buy an expensive Humburger, as he coined and trademarked it. They buy an entire getaway adventure. Come to Earth, see the amazing blue planet, experience the wonder, live the excitement, embrace the magic, and savor the memorable flavor of Humburger. That was pretty much how his advertising went. The only person standing in Alien with a Grin's way was this she-alien, an alien with a bob cut. As you, dear listener, probably deduced, she's a bleeding-heart government liberal whose objections about the cruel and unusual torture and consumption of humans stood in the way of progress, profit, and market efficiencies. Her argument was that humans were sentient creatures who experienced grief and suffering, no different than any alien. Therefore, it was unethical to eat them. She also argued that humans constituted intelligent life, and the only justification for eating an intelligent creature was when, by consuming their flesh, you acquired their superior intellectual powers. Thankfully, all the enterprising aliens had to do was prove that 1, humans were incapable of experiencing pain, and 2, that humans were not intelligent. The first one would be more difficult to prove than the second. Alien with a Grin and Alien with a Bob Cut walked slowly to where they had another anonymous human tied down to a stainless steel bed. Don't bother wondering who he is because it doesn't matter. He is about to be rump roast. All you need to know is that the human gazed up and sobbed for his life, pleading in a language that the aliens did not understand. His tears roused immediate questions. Was this human suffering?
No.
Alien with a Grin hastened to answer. In his own language, he explained this.
As we have all observed, water rains down from the sky on this planet, and it does so periodically as to sustain the planet's overall health and vitality. Indeed, it could be said that the tears of this planet are responsible for sustaining all life. It follows, then, that the rain from this human's eyes is performing the same function. It is part of the biological operations that sustain its life and, indeed, the life of all microscopic organisms that subsist on the skin of this human. Observed, he continued, pointing a wriggling tentacle-like finger at the fungus on the human's feet. This human's foot also produces a salty rain, which this fungus feeds on. Indeed, it even depends on this salty rain for its survival.
The salty rain on the human's foot was actually sweat. The human was one of those people you see running all the time. He was also one of those people who go on Facebook to constantly post runner memes filled with platitudinous motivational quotes, which is just slightly less annoying than people who feel the need to film themselves working out at the gym. The point here is that the abducted runner had a severe case of tinea pedis, better known as athlete's foot. There is, in fact, a version of athlete's foot that occurs on the head, resulting in dandruff and itchy skin. The author suffers from athlete's head, which means that whenever he sweats, the fungus have their very own happy hour at the author's expense, and because of the resulting dandruff, his embarrassment. The author shares this embarrassing personal information for 2 reasons. 1, sympathy, and 2, so that you will grasp the plot point that the fungus feeds on the sweat. The runner in this case has sweaty feet.
Surely you don't suggest that this human's feet are crying?
Alien with a Grin smiled heinously.
The human body is a machine. The brain is a primitive processor regulating involuntary operations such as heartbeat and digestion. And yes, these tears on its feet and the tears streaming from its eyes are all a product of the self-running operations of this machine. The human crying is no different than the plaints and pangs of a machine.
To prove his point, Alien with a Grin kicked the computer behind him, producing a loud clang.
According to your logic, the computer just said, ouch.